Well, Rob, it's great to have you on the show, and you have a new album out called Relentless Retribution. And talk about the making of the album, talk about how it all came together for you, and just talk about the record in general.
Well, we have a new album out called Relentless Retribution, and it just came out very recently. We recorded it earlier this year in Sanford, Florida. I co-produced the album with Jason Sukoff, an amazing producer out there, a very talented young man, cutting-edge metal producer today, and it was just an amazing experience. We started writing the album about a year ago now, and so by February of this year, we were in Florida recording. We did the basic tracking for over 3 weeks, all the drums, bass, rhythm guitars, and then we had a break in the middle, which was very unusual. We've never done that in a recording session before for an album, but we already had a tour booked, so we stopped, went out to Europe and the UK and did a bunch of shows for a few weeks. Then we came back to the States, and actually we flew straight to Atlanta, did a show, flew to Hollywood, did another show, then the next day flew to Sanford to continue recording the album. So it was a very crazy pace, but because of that, we had a break out of the studio, which was awesome, because after 3 weeks in the studio, I got to get out of there and play live shows, and then come back in the studio all fired up from the shows, and do lead guitars and vocals, which was a really cool way to have that break to analyze what we had done for 3 weeks and then come back and attack it. So we finished off 3 weeks later, completely finished, went straight back on the road, straight from there, and went back to Europe for touring, and then mixing was happening. We were sending files back and forth while we were on tour in Europe. Came home and finished the mix, and the new album is released. And so it's our sixth studio album to date, and we're very excited about it. Very, very, very excited. It's one of my favorite albums we've ever done. My current favorite, for sure.
Rob, I've really loved Death Angel for quite some time, and these last two records, in my opinion, I mean, for example, the first three albums you came out with, I thought, you know, from the first one through Act 3, I thought they were pretty good. But the last two that you've put out, to be honest with you, Rob, I think are your best work, and I think are the band's best albums. And, you know, talk about how you've changed as a songwriter, and you know, just talk about the fact that, you know, these albums are much more refined. And is it because you're a better musician, a wiser musician, that these records have such great songs?
Probably, yeah, the reasons that you said. And, you know, first of all, I even want to say that I really appreciate when you recognize, when you do recognize that, because it's not as common for that, because mostly people prefer like your first album or your earliest stuff, and then later on, you know, whatever, they just mostly like your earlier work. So it's you know, not as usual where people are focusing on the stuff that we've done later and can hear it for what it is. And I can see where people like the earlier stuff, because it's just filled with all the, with basically the, what it is the earlier stuff is of people's careers, usually filled with all the original vibe and all the original, you know, when they, all the feeling that where they were coming from, because they're probably less focusing on technical things and just trying to just spit out anything that you've got in you, which is exactly what was going on. And so it's a good thing that it gets captured, because you can capture that era. But I don't know, it's probably, I can imagine it'd be the same for most artists. When you're looking back at your own work, you just can't help but look at all the flaws and inexperience that you had done in the earlier things, and how you were able to get better than that later on. And so that's kind of what it is. It's just basically after, you know, you just learn by your experiences and just try to outdo yourself and work on everything from your musicianship to recording style and songwriting style and everything combined to make a better song, a better album, and play the best takes that you've ever done musically. So that's what I'm thinking, you know, at least hoping, is what's happening to us from album to album, is that you're just trying to outdo your last thing. And for us too, we don't want to want to repeat ourselves either. We want to retain our sound and our style, but constantly push the envelope and push out of the box to do something fresh on every album. So what you're hearing is just basically probably a natural progression of people that are trying to better what they did the last time around.
Now, talk about what the band is doing right now. Are you going to be guys going to be doing some touring? You're going to be writing another record, and talk about what's going on with Death Angel right now in this moment of time.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of touring. That's basically everything that's happening right now. We recently got off the road. We did like 5 weeks in the U.S. Four of those weeks we did with a package with Soilwork headlining.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. We got to play for a lot of different, different metal fans, not our own fans, Soilwork fans, and I think we made a lot of new fans doing that way, and we certainly made a lot of new friends on that tour, so it was a really good time. And now we're at home rehearsing all the songs from the new album, because now we're going to include those songs into our set, because since the new album's out, we're about to go on tour supporting it, and we're going to start off next week. We go to South America. We're going to play 3 weeks in South America. It's the first time for us going out there too, so we're really excited about that. We have like a 2-hour set planned.
It's crazy down there, dude.
And then we get home in November, and we pretty much turn around and go out to Europe, and then we're doing a tour out there called Thrash Fest. It's going to be amazing. It's Creator, Exodus, Death Angel, and Suicidal Angels. And so that package is going to take us up to Christmas time. I think we have something like 26 shows in 26 days. So it's a brutal schedule, but totally ripping with that bill. And after that, we'll come home and take a little break for the holidays and then hit it back up again in January, where we come out to start our tour on the East Coast in Florida, and that'll be like a month-long tour. Takes us through the entire month of February. And then when we complete that tour, we'll go turn around and hit up a tour of Eastern Europe in March. So that's everything booked right now, and we're obviously going to book throughout the summer, because that's even the festival season in Europe. So we'll probably do a lot of touring out there, because they have those really huge and amazing metal festivals out there that I wish we had in the States, but we don't. So we probably usually spend the summer in Europe. And by then, we'll have been writing for our next album, so we'll see what goes on next, but definitely no break in sight.
Now, you guys had broken up a long time ago at one point, and you came back together, and why did you decide to come back together as a band back in 2001, 2002?
We got back together for one specific reason, and that was to perform at a benefit show called The Thrash of the Titans, which was a show put on basically for a benefit for Chuck Billy, who was diagnosed with cancer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had asked us to play, and of course didn't exist at the time, and we had to pass. And in fact, Mark and Andy and myself were in a band called Swarm, and we were actually on tour with Jerry Cantrell's solo band out in the States at the time, so we weren't even around. But then Chuck talked to me personally and came to realize that we would actually be home from tour for 3 days before the Thrash of the Titans. So, I thought it was going to be a disaster, but we figured that, for such an important cause and for a good friend, an important person in the scene that we've known for so many years, we had to do it for that reason. So we basically agreed to do it. Came home from the Jerry Cantrell tour and did two rehearsals after not playing together for 12 years. And we just went ahead and hit the stage and went for it, and it was just amazing. The crowd response and the feeling we had playing those songs together after so many years, and that kind of sealed the deal, even though we didn't realize it at the time. So we did the one show, thought it was an amazing time, and that was it. And of course the word was out, and we started getting all kinds of offers from everywhere to do another show and this, do a tour and da da da. And we got addicted from that first show back together again. We had to feel that again, so we went ahead and did like a couple shows in Holland. We did the Dynamo Festival, and then we did this one headlining show, and then that was going to be it, just those two shows, just because we love Europe, and we love Holland, and then again, it just kept going, and we couldn't stop. 10 years later, we're still playing.
Sorry, dude.
And three albums later, so it just kept going from one thing to the next.
Now, you released an album of acoustic songs entitled Lines on a Road, and you and Gus Peppa had done that, and talk about that record and tell the fans a little bit about that.
Yeah, the acoustic stuff is basically something I've done on the side, you know, since Death Angel existed. I always liked playing acoustic guitar. You know, we've got a lot of acoustic even on Death Angel albums, but I also like to, you know, just write other songs that are not metal and just to get that side of expression out, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. I just like doing that kind of thing, and it's something I've always done with actually Gus Peppa, the other original rhythm guitar player from Death Angel. So we've stayed in touch, you know, all along, and even till this day, we get together and we always jam acoustics, and it just came out of that. We just write stuff basically for fun and just to let it out, and we just put the songs together and recorded it kind of in my own home studio in the backyard of my house, and it was a good time. Got that put together. We've got songs. We have enough songs to record a few more albums. It's just that we just don't have the time because of me, unfortunately, because I just became so busy with Death Angel right now. I just don't even have enough time to take on any other kinds of projects, but I wish we could because I love doing that stuff too.
After Death Angel had broken up back in the early 90s, you formed the band called The Organization, and I really liked the couple records you guys had put out. And do you plan on doing anything with that band maybe sometime in the near or even far distant future down the road?
Again, I would definitely love to. We get requests from people all the time, and I'm so stoked that people actually heard that music at all because it wasn't very, very well promoted at all. But, again, it's an issue of time, and I'm not really sure. To do the organization thing would take a lot more rehearsal and a lot of getting together with the other guys, and, you know, it'd be amazing if we could do someday, you know, can never say never, but it's definitely on a way back burner right now. There's just no priority for that, no time at this point of time. Total Death Angel right now.
Now, you recently had some lineup changes over the past 2, 3, 4 years, and, you know, talk about why a couple guys departed the band and why you got, and, you know, talk about the new guys, and, you know, why were some of these changes really necessary for Death Angel?
Well, first Dennis, our bass player, left, and then shortly thereafter, Andy, the drummer, left, and also, those are two of the guys of the four of the guys in the organization. So that even puts that project that further away. But getting back to that, you know, you would have to talk to them to get their actual reasons from them. I don't really want to speak on their behalf for their reasons for leaving the band. But I mean, in a nutshell, it just wasn't working out in their life anymore. The lifestyle of being in this band and the demands the toll it puts on your personal life, just maintaining the schedule and the pace that we do is, quite frankly, extremely brutal. And it's hard enough for you know, a young single person to deal with, much less for people that have, you know, multiple kids and, you know, family to take care of at home and everything. And so just, you know, everything put together, it just wasn't suiting them anymore, and they didn't want to deal with having the struggling situation, and as well as within the band. It also was, you know, we were unable to do things because just different things, different people's schedules and limitations, and it was just getting rough. So, unfortunately, it came to that point, and so they ended up leaving the band. But, you know, consequently, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because after we got through that and got our new members, Damien Sisson on bass and Will Carroll on drums, which, by the way, these guys are Bay Area, you know, natives, and they've just been around the Bay Area scene their whole lives. Will, our drummer, we've known Will for, you know, decades. He's just been a friend and been in local bands for many years. and been around, so it was easy to slip in with the new guys because they're just friends. And, you know, one of the main things for us in the band is not only the musicality but the friendship and the camaraderie. We spend so much time together hanging out and living together, basically, that, you know, we need to be able to not strangle each other. So it worked out really, really well, and these guys are like family by now. It feels like they've been in the band forever, and we just, you know, as soon as they got in the band, we've just been massively touring and playing shows and getting the band to gel and just get very comfortable together. So we've reached that point, and now that we recorded this new album together, wrote the music, and have been touring again since we recorded the album, it's just amazing. We just, now it's revitalized the band. You know, these guys are total fresh blood. They're totally excited. They're just completely prepared to work and tour and do anything it takes to, you know, for the schedule and the pace of the band. So it really worked out great, and we're rejuvenated and on fire right now. It's awesome.
So you're going to be doing any more U.S. dates here on the upcoming tour? I know you've done quite a few lately, but are you going to do more shows in the States again?
Yeah, we've got a full-scale headlining tour of the States booked, which begins at the end of January and takes us throughout the month of February 2011. We're going to headline it. We're bringing some of the best new and up-and-coming, you know, thrash bands on the scene today, which will be Lazarus AD, Early Man, Bonded by Blood, and Hexen. So it's a five-band bill going across the States. Starts at the end of January. Dates are posted on our website now. But the only reason it's not until then is because we just have all this touring between now and then. So we leave next week for South America, which we have a three-week headlining tour there, which will be our first time in South America, so it's going to be awesome. Playing a bunch of shows in Argentina, Peru, Chile, Brazil. It's going to be amazing. And when we come home from South America in November, we turn around and head out to Europe, and we're going to do something like 26 shows in 26 days straight. Mm-hmm. With it's Creator, Exodus, Death Angel, and Suicidal Angels. So that's going to be, they call it Thrash Fest 2010. And that'll take us all the way up to Christmas. We'll be home for Christmas, and right after the New Year's, rehearsing the headlining set to get out and do the States tour.
Just wait till you go to South America. It's pretty crazy down there, dude.
You've been there?
I've been there. Yes,
we've heard everything that there is to hear to prepare us for the madness and mayhem. So we're totally stoked. We put together a 2-hour set. We're gonna kill ourselves night after night with this just most relentless, brutal 2-hour set of all nothing but heavy songs. We expect it. We've been reading all the fan mail and all the messages, and I've done a few long press days, just doing massive interviews with all kinds of South American press, and yeah, we're expecting nothing but total insanity.
Yes, I know. Wait, are you going to Brazil as well, or no?
Yeah, I think we have like 8 shows in Brazil or something. Oh, totally, and we're totally used to it. There's been, you know, there's even in this era, but definitely in the 80s era, there's been some insane rioting. I mean, like riot police and just massive violence and destruction in a fun but brutal way. So yeah, we're ready, man. It's all good fun. I'm having my pedal board is being rebuilt right now and reinforced. All our gear is getting reinforced, and, you know, we've had every experience that you can imagine on stage and off stage, and every kind of weird and intense thing happened, so we got our gloves on. Let's go.